It's 8 o'clock on Friday, the 30th of October. You're listening to Morning Ireland with Justin McCarthy and Áine Lawler. News now from Ciarán Ivrin.
The Commission of Investigation into Mother and Baby Homes will submit its final report today after 5 years of work. The report, which is more than 4,000 pages long, will not be published until it's reviewed by the Minister for Children, the Attorney General and government departments. The Taoiseach has said the intention is to publish as soon as possible. The report will include the testimonies of people who lived and worked in 14 mother and baby homes and 4 county homes between the 1920s and 1990s. On Wednesday night, the government clarified that adoptees and survivors of mother and baby homes are legally entitled to access their personal data. The Social Democrats' education spokesman Gary Gannon has said the Minister for Education, Norma Foley, should answer questions in the Dáil to allay fears people may have following the latest recall of sanitisation products in schools. Deputy Gannon said he fully backed the reopening of schools next Monday, but there needed to be leadership from the front. On this programme, the Dublin Central TD said there were also issues relating to ventilation in some school buildings and called for the government to classify children's clothes as essential items in retail outlets remaining open under Level 5 restrictions.
I think the government needs to come out and rectify that now. We're in the midst of a pandemic. Appropriate and strong communication is really important to ensure that we get the appropriate type of buy-in from the community. So just come out and say, actually, you know what, children's clothes, vests, socks, whatever you need is actually essential.
French officials have been setting out the movements of the Tunisian man suspected of carrying out the knife attack in Nice yesterday, in which 3 people were killed. They say he arrived in the city by train and changed his clothes and shoes before walking to the nearby Notre Dame church. The 21-year-old, who was shot by police after the attack, was carrying 3 knives, 2 phones and a Quran. France's chief anti-terrorist prosecutor, Jean-François Ricard, gave details of the man's condition.
As for the assailant, he was taken to hospital to be operated on. He is very seriously wounded. He's still in a life-threatening condition. When he was arrested, he was carrying a document from the Italian Red Cross in the name of a Tunisian national born in 1999. Initial investigations have shown that this identity is that of the assailant.
A new €20 million fund to enhance disability services, many of which have recently been reopening following COVID closures, will be announced today. Grants will be made available for extra therapy sessions, training and upgrading buildings. This is in addition to the disability funding announced in Budget 2021. Mary Regan of our political staff.
Last January, just weeks before the general election, a 1% cut to the disability budget was announced. This left many services, including daycare and respite settings, with their futures in doubt. Weeks in office and just as COVID restrictions left many of these services closed, the Taoiseach announced that that cut would be reversed. Today, the Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly, will announce that a further €20 million will be made available for grants to services which have been reopening. Voluntary organisations will be able to apply for grants to ensure that they can remain sustainable into the future, including for measures to improve governance and to enhance backroom support such as IT and payroll. Grants will also be made available for additional therapy sessions for service users, as well as small building works to make care settings more home-like and technology that might help to enhance independence.
The number of cases of COVID-19 in Ireland since the start of the pandemic has risen to more than 60,000. The 14-day incidence rate per 100,000 of the population has fallen for a third day in a row to just over 292. As of yesterday afternoon, 328 COVID-19 patients were in hospital, of which 43 were in intensive care units. 866 new confirmed cases were announced yesterday evening. There were a further 6 deaths. The funerals of a father and his 2 sons who died in a shooting on a farm in North Cork earlier this week will take place today and tomorrow. Gardaí are investigating the deaths as a suspected murder-suicide. The funerals of 59-year-old Tig O'Sullivan, his 23-year-old son Dermot O'Sullivan, will take place at St Mary's Church in Castlemagner, with burial afterwards in St Bridget's Cemetery. A private funeral will be held for 26-year-old Mark O'Sullivan tomorrow afternoon at the Church of the Immaculate Conception in Kanturk. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Ulster Bank. Thinking of switching your mortgage? The Ulster Bank mortgage team are available to talk. Hail, rain or shine.
Rain and drizzle clearing eastwards during this morning to leave a largely dry day with bright spells and just isolated showers. Highest temperatures 10 to 13 degrees. And there's a warning that south or southeast winds will increase to gale force or strong gale force later tonight and tomorrow on all Irish coastal waters and on the Irish Sea.